This is Bonnie Jakobsen. I'm out driving right now, and here is my voice note to you.
ตอนนี้ปอนกับรอนนี่นะคะนั่งอยู่ที่ Starbucks สาขาสยามอยู่ตรงข้ามกับสยามเซ็นเตอร์อันนี้เขาเรียกอะไรอ่ะเซ็นเตอร์วันซัมติงนะคะแล้วระหว่างที่นั่งอยู่เนี่ยก็มีศิลปินคนหนึ่งมาเล่นเครื่องดนตรีคล้ายๆกีตาร์แต่เหมือนแบบของคนญี่ปุ่นอะเป็น independent we're having independent artist street artist
yep
here and first when he walked in and you said oh he has the same pants as you and yes
well then I knew he was an artist so he's probably a little bit out there you know
just because he has the same pants as me
yeah
and Yeah, and he started playing, and no one's giving him money, and I'm starting to record this conversation because you think we owe him something.
Well, we've been looking at him now for 10 minutes, and we haven't heard his song because Starbucks is playing Christmas music on November 7th, which is outrageous. But if you stop even a minute, to look at some street performances, you owe them a small tip.
Okay, so he chose to be on the street.
To entertain you.
But I'm not expected to be entertained.
Yeah, but then you can move along, you don't have to stop. But if you find it interesting what he is performing, and you stop for half a minute, you should give him a small tip.
So I cannot stop and look at him on the public street at all without owing him money?
Not if you stop for a while, like let's say a minute. You should give him a small tip. It doesn't cost you much, it maybe costs you 10 baht or whatever. You should really do that. That's just common sense.
Okay, so you're saying
he has brightened up your day, most likely for that minute, even if you stay longer. 10 baht is well deserved.
Well, the sad thing is, the security came and just asked him to leave because he's not allowed to play here because it's a private property, it's not a public street.
Yeah, he should have just headbutted him. He was old and short. He would have taken him out if he wanted to.
What do you think about this person with red shorts?
She can't wear high heels. She's like tippy-toeing.
Yeah.
She's too tall to wear high heels as well. It's just showing off. I'm on fire today. Fire!
So we just, what do you call this? Human watching?
People watching.
People watching.
And it's all about trying to be as critical as possible to make it having a laugh.
Well,
like that girl then, rainbow color. With cow sand pants.
What about her? Oh, the husband's wearing elephant pants.
Yeah, oh, Oh, don't get me started on the elephant pants.
But the kid, he looks normal. Yeah. He doesn't look touristy.
Yeah, he's still young, so he's not affected by the parents yet. They've been to Kaosan. I'm surprised they don't have dreadlocks. Hey, Cobra.
It's not finished, Ronnie. Oh. You're on fire. You should keep going. Start critiquing because you started early today at home when you said my hair is in front of my hairdresser that my hair looks undone and it looks sloppy. You started early today and then I got on the car and then you said something and then we came to Starbucks and you said my lipstick has bad quality. It's bad quality.
Well, if you had a camera, you would see this. Half of your lipstick is on Starbucks at the moment. This is not Maybelline, I'll tell you that.
Have you gotten paid from Maybelline?
No, but that's so commercial. Maybelline doesn't color off. See? Look at this. It's like mocha sedang.
Mocha sedang. Let's critique more people, Ronnie.
They bought 3 skirts for the price of 2.
I think that they came from the same school, Ronnie.
Is that a school uniform? No, it's not a school uniform.
They all wear the same white skirts, so Ronnie think they bought 3 for 2 price skirts. Don't you think that's a little bit too short, jean skirt? Jean shorts.
Yeah, that doesn't look good.
You know when you start seeing your the ass cheek, that's too short.
Yeah, well you don't. Well, now you just see it because she's overweight. Well, I know I'm overweight myself, so I know I will never wear squash shorts.
No, you're not overweight. You're just chubby.
Owen.
You're one, Remy.
And a little bit palm.
So a little bit one, a little bit palm.
You don't stop talking today. You go on and on and on.
Well, before I put this microphone on, I was sitting here as a watcher. And when the microphone's on, I'm a host. So I have to keep the conversation going. I'm a professional host.
Yeah, let's try to contact Maybelline and see if you can get some sponsorship deals with them. Is that one? That lipstick, that's... What's the brand? No, I can say. Maybe not say. It's not good for them. That one is... Oof.
I got it for free. Someone gave it to Bui for birthday and then Bui gave it to me.
So Bui didn't like it and then just gave it to you?
No, she hasn't used it, but... There's so many choices of color, and she think I will get more use out of it.
Oh, yeah. That's because you have to use it so many times for it to stick.
You're so good, Randy. You are in the right kind of mood today to critique, for sure. Why are you looking like...
I'm ready to go work.
What kind of work?
Today I'm gonna go work at, I'm gonna go bakery and get some bakeries.
Which bakery?
I don't know the name. What's the name?
Little Mermaid? Are you gonna go get Little Mermaid to surprise me at home?
Oh, no, I can't. I don't have time.
You're just saying that and then you're gonna go and buy. Because we've been wanting Little Mermaid since last night. We thought they have a branch in Terminal 21. And Ronnie tried to go and get it. And he couldn't find it. So today we plan to go together before we come here. But something went wrong with Ronnie's work. Someone was going to call him at 2. But they call at 3 because the time different. Daylight saving.
Daylight saving kicked in now. So it's 6 hours difference.
Yeah, so we're here late.
What's the deal with those short pants? Why do you have pants that only goes to the middle of your leg? I don't understand it.
Are those?
Yeah, it looks weird.
Oh, you mean...
It goes up to here.
Oh, okay. You mean Kato pants?
Kato?
The pants that your brother likes to wear.
No, he wears to the knees. That's even...
No.
That's shorts. That's cargo shorts.
Half the calf. He wears half calf.
Nah, he doesn't.
He does. That's what I call Kato pants. It's not even knee. Knee makes sense.
Has it actually spread to Thailand now? See, that's another one.
No, it's not spread to Thailand. It's spread to Norway. He was affected by Thailand.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
This is a fun place to sit. We should come here more often, Ronnie.
Woman in red. Oh, that voice. There. Attention seeking there.
Who? You, Ele?
No, the girl in red.
Just because she wears red doesn't mean she seeks attention.
Oh, she's probably employed by Starbucks who's celebrating Christmas on November 7th.
อย่างที่บอกค่ะว่าชาวต่างชาติเนี่ยเขาจะอีมากสำหรับที่ที่เริ่ม celebrate Christmas เร็วเกินโดยเฉพาะในเดือนพฤศจิกายนยังไม่เข้าธันวาด้วยซ้ำ าก็จะอี๋มากใครที่ยังไม่เคยฟังเจ้าเล่าเรื่องนี้นะคะก็กลับไปฟังพอดแคสต์ที่เจ้าเล่าถึงประสบการณ์ตอนที่ไปอยู่ที่อเมริกานะคะอย่าลืมติดตามปอนพอดแคสต์ได้แล้วก็อย่าลืมเล่าให้เพื่อนๆฟังด้วยว่าไปฟังกันสิติดตามปอนยาคอบเซนออน YouTube ด้วยนะคะ
ไม่ว่าคุณจะอยู่ที่ไหนก็แล้วแต่อยากให้รู้ว่า Voice Note เป็นเพื่อนคุณเสมอ Have a lovely day! This is Bon Jakobsen.